Okay, so Rabbi Friedman mentioned last night the idea that approaching Kabbalah Satorah, the Yom Kabbalah Satorah, Sinai, Matan Torah, and that when Matan Torah, Sinai is not an anniversary of what happened, but every time a person learning Torah really is an Ayah Kabbalah Satorah Misinai. So it's more like that lahalacha in certain places, more like that in different Ifanim, in things that are maybe more Yadua. We spoke about it in the past. Maybe we'll speak about it again later, different time, opportunity. But I wanted to focus on two nekudas in that when we learn, in an oifen there's an oifen of Limud HaTorah that is an oifen of being mekabel at Misinai. Besides what he mentioned, other things, two nekudas maybe to go new. One is like this. The Torah says, and the pasuk says, "Kol gadol lo yasaf," and it means it continues. This is a continuous hashpa of Torah coming from Sinai, and it says in the Shlach HaKadosh that the koyach of chiddush comes when a person plugs into that kol gadol lo yasaf. So, what's the koyach of chiddush? So, there's a shmuz from Reb Ruvain. Say he has a shmuz over there, and the shmuz is that everything in life is only alive kozman that there's movement. If a person's oxygen and blood, that you heard this already, part of it, is circulating, is moving around, then the person is alive. Once it stops moving around, a person can't be living. Things only grow when they're living. So there has to be a koyach of chiddush in one's learning. And that's why Rashi says, brings down, but hayom ezeh rosh chiddush sivan, today, hayom ezeh bo midbar sinai. So Rashi doesn't say bayom ahu, because it has to be kol yom, it should be near kimuchudashim, which means not just mechudashim, like you should be excited. This should be a chiddush taka every day. Chiddush doesn't have to mean, like Chaim Elozner says, chiddush doesn't have to mean the Veltz chiddush, Rebbe Kivega's chiddush. Chiddush means that a person is able to look at something with a new perspective and able to look at something and reanalyze it and come with a certain eschatchus that I have a new perspective on something. I'm able to look at it a little deeper, a little bit more, a little bit. And all that is connecting. That ability comes when a person's connecting to the Matan Torah. Because the Matan Torah is what gives life, is what gives chiyas. And Mamela, this is where the Torah, the chiyas comes from. And he has a lashon over here, Kavadika lashon. He says, in Cain, he ain't a. In Cain, gam he, just learning like Azoi, mitzvah sonosh mulawada, like going through, is ain't a Torah. El kashi Torah schaim. Vahainu kashi mischadeshes b'chol yoyim. Okay, and then he says, where does this happen? He says, in Beis Medrash b'loy chiddush. There's the idea in a Beis Medrash, in a yeshiva, there's always a matzav of chiddush. His lashon is very striking. He says, ki Beis Medrash v'yeshiva y'beis elokim sula mutzavartza shemalachi elokim oylem v'yardim bay. Beis Medrash is a place that people are stagging. People are looking to take the chiddush out of the Torah, to be mischadish in their perspective in Torah. If a person's in a Beis Medrash, in a yeshiva, and they're not mis'al b'chol yoyim, ve'ena mechadish davar, elo oimid b'mkoymoy, hara yeshivasu levatala. So what's the point of being there? Ve'ena ela takala b'shasaram, shu ma'akivet z'derech l'acher. And then it becomes that the other people look at him, and he's ma'akivet from others. So there's one inyan in connecting to the Sinai Shabbai, of the Matan Torah, is this koyach of Loyosaf, is a koyach of chiddush, is a koyach to come. Hayom ezeh ba'omi bar Sinai, that there should be an excitement or an ability or a koyach to look at something with ability to be mechadish, ability to look at it from fresh, from new, and chop something from it that I didn't have before. And that whole thing comes from a connection to Hayom ezeh ba'omi bar Sinai. So that's nekuda number one. Nekuda number two. Nekuda number two is like this. So, that there's a whole nother inyan in the etzav tzura of the Maseiras HaTorah. That there's rayas. That's a mesiras atoira. It says over here. There's a kasher in the Akdama. Ramchal Yuda put out the chidush of Shlomo. Shlomo Hyman was put up by Ramchal Yuda. Ramchal Yuda in the Akdama over there brings down the following kasha. He brings down Rabbi Yonah and Pirkei Avos, the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Mishnah of Pirkei Avos says Moshe kibal Torah Mesinai u'masar liYeshua. So Rabbi Yonah says this is the seder of Torah Shabbat Peh midor ledor chacham kibal mipi chacham. Ador shel chasimas haTalmud, v'chachmei oisei dar masrua legoinim. And okay, so what's that gush over here? The whole Mishnah, the whole Pirkei Avos, is about mesiras haTorah. Moshe kibal Torah through the Tanoim, and then okay, so then there's chasimas haTalmud, and Rabbi Yonah says, and after the chasimas haTalmud, it was also given over to the goinim. So he wants to know there. What's the knach that he's adding over here? That after the Chasimus HaTalmud, it was given over to the Goyim. What's he adding with that knach? What's the Rabbi Yonah want with that? So he says that a person may think that the Tzura of Kabbalah HaTorah, which is to be a chilik of the Messiah, to be mekabel from the previous Dar, to be mekabel from here, is like Hecha Timtza Ba'alma. Pshat is, they know the Torah, I don't know it, so they need to teach it to me, but Lameisa, I don't really need them. So what will be a nafkamina? The nafkamina is once this svarim written, I don't need Rebbeim anymore. I can figure it out myself. I don't need to shtelzach tzu to anybody else because it's all available to me. So memela after the chasimas haTalmud, the whole Moshe kibal Torah Sinai, Masori Yeshua was just because he had it. He had to give it to someone else. And then it kept on going, but once they codified it and wrote it down, okay, so that whole concept of A was Makabal and gave it to B, and the Rebbe gave it to the Talmud, it's all finished, you don't need it anymore. So, Zokhtu Ben Yoyna, no, after the Chasimus Talmud, they gave it over to the Goyim. Meaning to say, this thing that the whole, he's teaching the whole Mishnah, the whole Moshe Kibbutz Torah Messina Messiah Yeshua is not Echa Timtza Ba'alma, that how would Yeshua have gotten it otherwise? It's that the Etzim Messiah Sater has to be received from the previous Dar. It has to be that way. And Memela, a person needs to be able to be Mekabel from the previous Dar. And even the Goinim, they received it from the Chachmei Talmud. They didn't just get a Shas and say, okay, see you later. And Ramosh has a whole tshuva about this, the importance. Fine. Anyway, I'll go upon him. That's different. Fine. So, what's that Inyan? Okay, so that's true. There's an Inyan, the Etzim Messias HaTar is like that. So, this is a gewaltig diak in the Gemara that we said we didn't skip. We just started two blot into the parak. Anyway, those two blot, the first two blot of Ketzam Abram. So Daf Nindalim Beis is a Gemara over there. So the Gemara talks about the Mesiras HaTorah. So the Gemara says Ketan Rabbana Ketzad Seder Mishnah Moshe Lamad Mipi Agvura. So Moshe was Mekabel the Torah Mipi Agvura. Nichnas Aaron Vishana Lo Moshe. So Aaron came. And Moshe taught it to Aaron. Then Aaron went to the side. Moshe taught it to the next two, Elazar and Samar. And then they sat on the side and they taught it to Gantz Kalashal. Nimtza, it says, and then Moshe Rabbeinu left, and then Aaron taught it to Gantz Kalashal. So Nimtza, the Gemara says that it's Biyad everybody four times. And the Gemara makes a Kavu Chaymer at the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Belazar, Chayv Adam Lashanas Tamida Erba Pa'amim. In order to learn Torah, you have to hear it four times. It's a Kavu Chaymer. Uma Aaron Shalomon mipi Moshe, Umoshe mipi Agvura, Hedit Alachas Kama Vakama. So if I would be saying the Kavu Chaymer, I would just say, leave out a piece. I would just say, if Moshe teaching Aaron required four times, so Moshe is much bigger than any Rebbe you're going to have, and Aaron is a better Talmud than any Talmud you're going to have, so it's Kavu Chaymer. If Moshe had to teach Aaron four times, Hedit mipi Hedit Alachas Kama Vakama. But the Gemara adds a Knech. What's the mile over here? Moshe taught it to Aaron. Moshe mipi Agvura. The Knech is over here that Moshe was Mekabel mipi Agvura. Why is that the Knech in the Gemara? To say the Kavu Chaymer. The Kavu Chaymer is much more simple. You don't need that Knech. That was a question I had in the Gemara. So the Knech is like this. That this idea that a person needs to be Mekabel from the previous Dar is not coincidence. It's not just Stam, that's the Tzura Satara. The idea is because Be'etzem a person has to Shelzach Tzu to being Mekabel at Misinai. A person should tell Zachtzu as much as possible that they want to get at Mipi Agvura also. They also want it. This whole idea that when a person is learning Torah on a certain diagram, and some Lamed Torah Lamed Yisrael, he's getting it from a Kodesh Baruch. So the when there's a keem of the Messiah, so he's shtelten Zachtzu to getting at Mipi Kodesh Baruch. That's the point. The point why the etzem Torah is tali in this, that there's a Messiah and is getting it from the previous dar, is gufa because that's the oifen how the person shtel zachtzu to getting it mipi agvura. So what the Gemara is saying, and that's the chayr of the amkus, what Michal Yud is saying, is that it's not about information. It's about being mekabalit as a chelik of the Messiah. So when he's learning now, if he's shtelling zachtzu as a Talmud, so he's now getting everything that the Rebbe has. And Mamele, he's able to get it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. He's shtelling zachtzu like there's a numa, and that's how he's getting a numa entire right now. So Mamele, the Kavachomer is like this. If for Moshe to give Aaron a connection to Pi Agvura required four times, so hedit mi pi hedit achas kama v'kama. The point is not he's a better Talmud, he's a better Rebbe. The point is that the Mesiras HaTorah needs to be a connection to Pi Agvura. So Moshe Rabbeinu got it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for him to give it over requires four times. So for sure, any hedit mi pi hedit is going to require that. That's the point. It's not about information. It's about being Mekayim this Indian that there's a Hemshech to the Matan Torah. The only way to have that is by a connection, Lador, the Gemara, the famous Gemara that says that Kol HaMelamed, as Gemara Kedusha, Kol HaMelamed is Ben B'nai Torah, Ki Ilu Kiblo Mer Sinai. So, should go interesting Nusach in the Gemara. Kol HaMelamed, so who's Kiblo Mer Sinai? So, Marsha says it's going on the Talmud, not on the Melamed. In other words, if the Talmud is able to get it from a previous dar, so Memela, it's a kiyum that he's getting it from Sinai, because he's getting it as a chain in the Masera. That's the point. So, there's even a Yerushalmi, I have written down over here, there's a Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. It says, when a person wants to say B'Shem Oimrei, how much does he have to go back? He says it from who he heard, or his rabbi, does he have to say his rabbi heard it from his rabbi? What does he say? So, Rabbi Chizkiya bar Yirmiyah b'chiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Im yochol l'shal shel shmua ad Moshe m'shal shel, v'im lav tfois oy rishon oy acharin. Meaning, be'etzem, really a person should say b'shem Omar up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every shmua that he heard. If he can't, so then he just says the rabbi that he heard it from. I mean, because Be'etzem, every Shmua that he has, he's supposed to see in it that he's getting it from his Rebbe up to Moshe Rabbeinu. So if he can be Mishal Shal Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, he should. That's good for the way he's getting the Torah, is from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Taka, on that Gemara, the Korban Eidah says, it says, Tzorch Lasker Ba'ali Shmua, Kasher Kiblu Zem Zem Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, V'zeu V'yidatam Yoy Masher Marat Alefen Hashem Kach B'chayr. In other words, it's the same thing as the Gemara says, L'gabi, the Mekabal, it's a chelik of the Messiah. That's the key of the Messiah is to say he was Mekabal Moshe Rabbeinu. So, the Geshmak is the Diyak in the Rambam. In the Rambam, in Akdamot B'Rish Mishnayis, I'm sorry, in the Akdamot to the Yad HaChazakah, the Rambam, Kiyadua, has over there the whole Messiah Satara. So he says Moshe gave it to Yeshua. There's a couple interesting things there. If you look there, it's not like the Gemara in Erevin. It's a whole different Seder than the Gemara in Erevin. But anyway, like he mentions Pinchas, and doesn't say anything about Elazar and Isamar. He doesn't mention Aaron HaKoyen. And the whole Gemara in Erevin talks about Aaron HaKoyen and Elazar and Isamar. It's interesting Rambam. But anyway, but he says Moshe gave it to Yeshua. Yeshua gave it to Pinchas, and then he goes all the way down to Rav Huna. Then he goes Nimtza, that if you're learning from Rav Huna, so Rav Huna, what you're learning, and he goes backwards all the way. So he says Rav Huna got it from thing. He says the whole thing this way and then that way. And then he says, so what you're getting is V'chula all the Jodars Upinchas mi Yeshua, V'Yeshua mi Moshe Rabbeinu, U'Moshe Rabbeinu mi Pi Agvura. And then Rama says, "V'nimtza shekula me'Hashem Elokei Yisrael." So, this is what Rama is saying, is that when a person is a chelik of the Messiah, so what they're getting is now they're getting me Pi Agvura directly. So the whole inyan of being mekabel the Messiah, being mekabel like this, is not just it's a nice thing, and you know, you have to have a Rebbe, and you make mistakes otherwise, or whatever. It's that, those, this whole tour of Messias HaTorah is that way, is because that's the only way to have the Har Sinai continuing, that there's a Messias HaTorah Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe, that Teshtel Zachtzu to Mipi HaGvur, Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and the whole Messiah. So, when a person's learning, so how does that apply? If a person's learning from a Rebbe is very good, but a person's learning in Beis Medrash, so how does that apply? So, it also, same thing, what is the person's coming to do? A person's coming to understand, a person's coming as Bachna. A person comes to understand who do the people before him, what did they say? I want to understand, it. So a person's coming as an understanding that I'm here as a Makabal to hear what, to understand better what everyone, but a person basically is there to Mechadish themselves. So not, the first thing we said is a Kareich HaChidush, but it's with the understanding that it's our Chidushim, like Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, is when we understand the Rishonim better. That's Kuvur Chidush for us. So that the point is that the key of this whole Indian is that a person views himself as the Chelk of the Messiah, with the Chrayis of the Chelk of the Messiah, and to understand better what everyone, what's going on, what's right, and get a little bit of a more of an amkus in what was said and what was learned. So then a person's being mekayim this thing that the Taka Talmud and the Taka Chan and the Messiah and the Taka have the connection. When a person learns it with like that to this Rambam, the Nimtza Shekula Meshem Lekai Yisrael, and the Zoyche to Gavadik Kabbalah Satorah, shall be Zoyche to have Kabbalah Satorah and continue throughout the year with that Kabbalah Satorah.